healthy life.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. And all the features that are waiting for you there are totally free. You get to actually control the content of the site by submitting content to it. You find something online you want to share with our listeners and with the host of the show, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits votes. And if it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with you in studio. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
And we were talking about taxes, actually, for those of you just tuning in. We had a call last hour from a guy who claims that Europe is just utopia. You can go and have healthcare services and there's no waiting. And then also that you can just not pay taxes and they won't do anything to you about it. He says he's never heard of that happening. And when I brought up Berlusconi, he's texting on Skype saying that, oh, well, you know, he's a corrupt politician. Of course he belongs in jail. So nobody else goes to jail for taxes in
Europe. They just get their stuff stolen and sold at auction.
Well, then, you know, whatever it is that we read is not believable because, well, it was Fox News that was citing some of these numbers from the author at Fox News is Scott Atlas, by the way. He is the author of, he's an author, a fellow, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, and the author of the recently published book, In Excellent Health, Setting the Record Straight on America's Healthcare. So the author of that book was who authored this article. But because it was from Fox News, the guy who called earlier gives it absolutely no credence whatsoever.
What about the information, what was it, the French Tax Administration?
Oh, no, that was the Europe.eu. /taxation customs. It's a long website.
So it's like Europe's site, the EU's website.
So it's
website.
The EU. Okay. The That's EU's, even bigger than France.
Right. The EU's own website saying, we're going to steal your stuff if you don't pay taxes. And what they don't tell you there is if you don't let them steal your stuff, they're going to hurt you.
There is a problem with this kind of empirical statistic arguing because when it comes down to statistics, anyone can really make it look like anything they want it to look like. And so, yeah, I mean, there's going to be bias with Fox News. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Fox News would have an article where they try to prove that socialized healthcare is bad or unproductive. But it doesn't go along with my understanding of how economics works. I mean, being a doctor providing that service of healthcare is just like any other service. And socializing, it would kind of go against my understanding of economics for the idea that forcing people to pay for something and then distributing it through a bureaucracy is more efficient than just allowing for the service provider and their customers to work out a deal in which
there's
both parties
can benefit.
There's no
example where that's more efficient, where using the government one-size-fits-all system is more efficient. There's no real-life example where that's better than letting the market decide. It just doesn't exist.
It's hard to believe how it could exist. I mean,
like you're saying, it goes against the rules of economics.
Right. And even if the people in Europe are like, even if you could do a poll and say, how do you feel about your healthcare? Are you happy with it? And the majority of them said yes. Well, even if
that doesn't
even
make
if
it right.
0.0001% of them says no, I'm not happy, then that whoever that 0.001% is, they're being coerced into it.
Right.
Let's get back to Brian. He is on the line with us in New Hampshire, and he has some thoughts. And we were just right up at the end of the hour last hour, and he didn't get them all out. So go ahead, sir.
No problem. I'm on the same page as you guys. There's a famous book called by Daryl Huff, just a 50-page book called How to Lie with Statistics, and it's a great read. It's very comedic, but it just goes to show it's people that don't have any principles. That are basically, you know, go along, get along type people are
like
pretty much subject. Oh yeah, they're pretty much subjected to what you were talking about before with doublethink. they'll just accept two contradictory premises in different social in different circumstances because they don't have any core principles. Then that goes back to basically this bigger theory of, yeah, if 50% of the if 95% of the people say they like it, well, guess what? That's something called an ad populum fallacy. It doesn't make it correct. In fact, it's a fallacious logic to even cite that more just because people want it, that means you should have it. It's basically comes down to this fact. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Stephen Molyneux.
Stephen Molyneux, sure.
Stephen Molyneux. Yeah, he actually was, he has a video called The Myth of, I think it was European socialism or something like Swedish socialism. And has like, you know, a few million views on it. And basically what he went down to is the fact that there's certain parts of different countries and different parts of Europe that are more free than the United States in certain parts, hence why they can pick apart different examples. They can always give, you know, oh, well, I went to England and I was covered. Well, you never hear about the people in England that didn't get their eye surgery just because they're over 55. So guess what? That's an elective surgery today.
Or they had to pull their own teeth out because they had to wait too long in the line to go to the dentist.
They don't look like they have very good dental care in Europe.
Nope, they don't.
It's free.
Europeans.
It doesn't even need to have an evidence-based logic because it's just kind of self-evident that the system that has total totalitarian control will be less efficient because people are restricted in their choices and people aren't free to act in the market. I can't just be up just because if I actually have a massive cure, I'm not allowed to be a chemist, an independent chemist, and come out with a miracle drug. Guess what? Because I have to be licensed by a pharmaceutical corporation and I have to have, you know, $10 million worth of license. That's not a free society, and neither is a society that says, well, here are the doctors that you can go to, and here's the type of medicine that we deem acceptable. It's a society that's deemed to be pretty doomed.
The other thing that I didn't bring up while our caller earlier, Baxter, was on the line, is something I touched on last night on the healthcare discussion was a lot of people who you hear talking good about Canada or European socialized healthcare systems, they're always young. Listen, when have we ever had a caller express that they're, you know, somebody's over 65, call the show raving about the Canadian or the European healthcare systems? That's never happened on this show. It's always somebody who's young saying, yeah, I went to hospital and everything was great. It was free and we got right in and it was fine.
I know some old people who live in the United States who will talk a good game about socialized medicine, but they live in the United States.
About how they want it or how they've actually experienced
it?
How
they want it. Because
we had Helen in New York call once saying how when she went to France years and years ago, it was wonderful then. But she was younger at that time. And younger people get treated better in the socialized medicine system because they're paying into it with the taxes. And it's important for them to propagandize the youth into believing
in this stuff. They have more productive years ahead of them.
Right. Whereas if you're old and you need some sort of surgery, then, well, you can wait because younger people are more important.
Less goes wrong when you're younger.
That's true as well.
You're less likely to be
in the hospital, and you're less likely to stay in the hospital longer than older folks. Brian, any other thoughts you want to share?
I'll just put in one last point. The thing is, they can never cite evidence that you don't hear about. For example, you're not going to hear about the guy in England, which is a massive problem, where the person who was on the waiting list to have his heart surgery was, you know, completely preventable death, died because he waited too long. That's not a statistic. That's just considered a natural death. And that's the problem. People, especially in this pragmatic society, people can't think in principles. So that's pretty much my central point.
Good call, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855 450 free.
Do you think principles should come before pragmatism?
I think so. That's why I believe in the ideas of liberty, because I think that the principle that I subscribe to, and I think you guys do as well, is non-aggression. I don't believe in using violence to achieve political or social goals. And this has been a question that Mark has asked before, or a variant on it, and that is that, well, if it could be proven that the, you know, that, you know, whatever it is, whatever the issue is, could be done better under the coercion coercive system, would you support that? And I don't believe that it could be proven, but even if it could be proven, I don't support using violence against my neighbors to achieve something.
I'm pretty happy that I don't live in a world where I have to choose between those two things, because usually the principled answer equals more liberty and it's more pragmatic for everyone.
I think that's true. 855-450-FREE. Anything else is pure speculation. Well, what if? Well, let's talk about reality. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, it's just amazing how powerful your subconscious mind is. Every single time you do something, your subconscious programs it into your brain. I've been amazed at how difficult it is for me to do, for example, a new exercise, and how much easier it gets each time I do it. There are things that I've trained myself to do even over the last year, and I'm amazed now that I don't even have to really remember to do them. In the beginning I did, but now I don't need to. So I just want to encourage you that you can break any bad habit and form any new habit by leaning on God to help you. So don't give up when it's hard. Keep pressing through.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, 855 453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join Free Talk Live in California, San Jose, May 17th through the 19th. Mark and myself, I should mute the Skype. There we go. Mark and myself will be at the Bitcoin Convention, Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's going to be a great time because people who know Bitcoin inside and out are going to be there. Pioneers from Coinbase, BitInstant, NerdTribe, and Facebook will be signaling the future for Bitcoins. If you are as excited about Bitcoins as we are here on Free Talk Live, you should be at the Bitcoin Convention. Bitcoin2013.com. Go there, get registered, learn more about hotel options. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future of payments. You can sign up now and learn more over at Bitcoin2013.com. It's San Jose, May 17th through the 19th at the Convention Center, and two of the hotels are actually connected to the Convention Center, so it'll be very convenient if you're in those hotels. And, again, May 17th through 19th, Bitcoin2013.com, Free Talk Live, will be broadcasting live from the event. So look forward to seeing you there. As we go back here, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. By the way, just as I was looking around for tax-related, tax in prison, I was searching Google for tax prison in Europe, and for whatever reason, story about Wesley Snipes came up. As you know, he's been in prison for not paying taxes, and apparently he just got out. According to the story at the AP, he's been released from federal prison in Pennsylvania as of today. This story was published just a couple hours ago. He was convicted in 2008 on tax charges, was released Tuesday, and placed under home confinement. The Bureau of Corrections spokesbureaucrat said on Friday he'll be overseen by the New York Community Corrections Office until July 19th. Snipes, they then list some of the movies that he's been in. He entered the McKean prison in December 2010 to begin a three-year sentence for failure to file income tax returns. Snipes belonged to a group that challenged the government's right to collect taxes. Prosecutors say he failed to file returns for at least a decade and owed millions of dollars in back taxes. Snipes had appealed in an Atlanta court saying he didn't get a fair trial. I don't know how that appeal went. The story doesn't get any more detailed than that. It's just basically saying
apparently not well out. If he did 3 years in jail.
Yeah, he said. Well, the appeals process could take that many years. For all I know.
True.
Anyway, we'll continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. Andy is on the line on Skype, calling from Huntsville. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I have actually had a experience with socialized medicine when I lived in Japan.
Okay.
And it was interesting, when I was a student there, I had to go down to the city office every month and pay a 5,000 yen, which was $50 or so, fee every month for the nationalized social, however they do their healthcare plan over there. And I quit paying it about when I had about 6 months left on my student visa. When I got back home, I started working for a Japanese company, and I asked one of my Japanese coworkers one time, well, you know, oh, it seems like y'all's healthcare system works great. And he said, nope, it's bankrupt. I just thought that was funny.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else?
So what happened to you when you stopped paying the tax?
Nothing.
They didn't, like, withhold your visa or not allow you to travel back to the U.S.?
Nope. Nothing happened to me, and actually when I went back there on a business trip, I brought it up to a coworker. I said, you know, I didn't pay the health insurance tax, you know, for a couple months while I was over there. And they said, don't worry about it. Nobody cares.
Hmm. Wow.
The Japanese are very pragmatic people. They don't have the greatest loyalty to their government, I would say.
Really?
I also heard today that on the Angel Clark show that the Japanese government just printed out like $1.7 trillion.
Haven't heard that one. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Dollars or yen?
Dollars. The yen was like 200-something trillion dollar or trillion yen or something like that. Mm. Anyway, hey, thanks for the call, Andy. Do appreciate your thoughts at 855-450 Free. Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, hello, guys. I want to tell you the story of a cancer survivor.
Okay.
All right.
Me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, November I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and after chickening out, after having the first surgery scheduled in February, and I canceled that because, you know, a lot of people, you don't necessarily have to do anything with prostate cancer. It's usually slow growing. and mine was, not very, they do a sample of the prostate. They do several cores, like 18 cores or 14 cores, and then they determine where, if there's any cancer cells. And I only had a small area that was showing up cancer cells, so wasn't sure I wanted to go through the surgery. I looked at the options for chemotherapy. Well, they didn't have chemotherapy. It was radiation or surgery, basically. And the surgery they finally elected to do, and I did it a week ago Wednesday. I did the surgery, and I'm doing great. I mean, I just...
A week ago Wednesday, wow.
Yeah. And I'm really happy I did it. They did the test of the prostate after they got it out. And although the cancer was only one small area in the prostate, it was right on the edge of breaking through. I guess technically it had actually started to break through, but it didn't look like it spread into any of the surrounding tissue. So if I'd waited much longer, it probably would have spread to the bones, and then once it spreads to the bones, you're dead after that.
That's something that you definitely have to go to get checked for, correct? I mean, because my understanding is that it's like one of those things that if guys don't get checked for, you know, that's probably how it sneaks up on people most easily, because no one checks for it if they don't realize they have it.
And the two main options are the radiation and the surgery. The option, either one, you know, the biggest problems with both of them are incontinence and, of course, impotence. And so far, I don't have any problem with incontinence.
Incontinence.
Yeah, which I'm grateful for that, because, you know, I don't want to be peeing my pants all the time.
Right, bladder control, for those who don't know. Gene, you could have gone to Europe and had it done for free, man. Why didn't you do that?
Well, I had it done almost for free here with the insurance. I mean, it wasn't bad. And, of course, we're in the medical field, so we know the guy who does the surgery. And it was done with the robotic assist. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they don't have to cut your whole belly open anymore. They put, like, five or six holes through your belly. And then arms go through there, and they've got little tiny scissors on the end, you know, that do the cutting and the surgery. And the surgeon doesn't even sit at the side where the patient is. He sits at a little control console with a 3D headset on, and, you know, manipulates the surgical tools.
Far out.
Man, isn't it amazing? Like, imagine someone being able to, like, the best surgeon ever being able to work on you from not even the same country.
That they could do.
Has happened.
That's awesome.
That is incredible. Thanks for sharing that story, Gene, and appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Glad you made it through.
The only fear that I would have with that, though, you know how occasionally your mouth freezes and you have to wiggle it to get it to work? If that ever happened...
Yeah, you wouldn't want the internet connection to go down.
You
don't
want surgery on dial-up.
And they had to, like, wiggle the mouse to get it to work, and they wind up, like, cutting your bladder open.
Blue screen of death. 855, literally, right, at that point? 855, 453. Also, we were talking about prison, and if we get a chance, we'll come back to the CMU, the Communications Management Unit, where the federal government is putting prisoners that they don't want you to hear from. They've been saying things the federal government doesn't like. We'll talk more about it if we get a chance. Coming up, your calls, though, also. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should, too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fruitcheck.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you suffer from low functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's, again, toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE. Also, we are on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm, and you can connect with us in that way if that is your preference. You can also listen to the show via archive at freetalklive.com. Click to download as many episodes as you'd like. The last 7 days worth are right there on the front page. Then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. Plus, we've got a SoundCloud page. And thanks to everybody who has... I don't know what they call it, favoriting us.
Following
us on, just like follow on SoundCloud, it's liking on Facebook, it's following on Twitter. So following us on SoundCloud, really appreciate that. We're actually coming up a month from now, will be our first full year of being on SoundCloud, and I'm grateful that we have over 500 people following us on SoundCloud.
Awesome.
Which was awesome, because, you know, we started with zero, so thank you. Anyway, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll get more than just episodes of the show there. On SoundCloud, you'll also get Edgington Post episodes. Plus, every now and then, I'll just post something up, like an interview that that we might have done or something else I think you might find interesting. So soundcloud.freetalklive.com makes it easy to share our episodes, too. Every episode, everything posted on SoundCloud has a share button that pops up several options, Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, whatever method you want to use to share it. Makes it really easy. So all that's free. FreeTalkLive.com. Now, BitcoinStore.com is someplace you should check out if you've got some Bitcoins, because you can actually buy things with them. Over 500,000 items. A lot of people's critique of Bitcoin is that you can't buy anything real with it. That's not true. BitcoinStore.com. Not only can you buy things that are real, that will come to your door with fast shipping, but you can buy them cheaper than pretty much anywhere else. 0% markup is... that they're making nothing on the products that they're selling. Now, I guess you could argue that maybe they're keeping the Bitcoins and they're hoping the Bitcoins will appreciate, but they still have to send that money over to Ingram Micro, their distributor. It's not like the money they're collecting from you goes to them. It's being converted to dollars and it's being sent to Ingram Micro. So this really is an operation that is designed to just be the proof of concept. Hey, look, you can buy real things with Bitcoins. It's truly a principled operation where they're not interested in charging anything over what the cost of the items are, which is incredible. You can go and see it for yourself. BitcoinStore.com, it's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, and the government can't track what you buy from the Bitcoin store because you don't have to give them your real name. You don't have to do anything like that. You just, as long as your Bitcoin's clear, they don't care whose name you're telling them to send it to.
Because, internet cash.
Yeah, it's internet cash. You don't have to attach your identity to it in any way, shape, or form. BitcoinStore.com. Go check out the prices. Compare it against Google Shopping with Amazon and all the other stores out there. And see for yourself. If it's not cheaper, then go elsewhere. But I bet you it will be cheaper. The products I looked at were definitely cheaper on BitcoinStore.com. So see it there. BitcoinStore.com. Get your Bitcoin shopping done. All right, so we are finally back to the topic that we started the show on before going off on an hour and a half about healthcare. The topic we started the show was about the CMUs. Now, the CMU is the Communication Management Unit. It's where the federal government and the Bureau of Prisons are putting dissidents. They're putting people who are Muslim. They're putting people who have political opinions that the federal government doesn't like.
Cages, basically.
Yeah, you're already in prison, but they're making it worse for you because you've said things they don't like. And that's the experience of one man, Daniel McGowan, who's now able to speak out about it because he was released from this prison and into a halfway house in New York. But by the way, yesterday, he was arrested for blogging about his experience in the CMU. So maybe we'll get to that part of the story, but I still want to tell you more about the CMU. You can't hardly talk to anybody. One 15-minute phone call per week was their limit until they were threatened with legal action. Then they apparently raised that to what? I'm not sure. You can't contact anyone physically who comes to visit you, which is different from most federal prison inmates. If you're a low-security inmate, as this guy was, you can usually give your loved ones a hug when you see them. This guy wasn't allowed to do that.
And this seems like a punishment, but as far as he knew, he hadn't done anything to deserve being punished.
He wasn't sure why he was put into this CMU, but he found out later after he filed his lawsuit.
And something that I found out about the CMU is doing some searching is that all visits and telephone calls must be in English unless you get permission from the warden at least 10 days in advance.
It's ridiculous. And they're monitoring all outgoing mail, and when I was in jail, they didn't monitor outgoing mail. And so let me go back to a story here from HuffingtonPost.com. He says, while I was serving my time, I was eager to stay involved in the social justice movements I care about. By the way, this guy is a real hard lefty, and he even believes in, or at least believed in, violence. He was involved with the ELF, the Earth Liberation Front, and actually went to prison for arson. So I don't agree with his tactics, but I think he should be able to speak about whatever he wants to. Anyway, he says he continued to write political pieces. Again, he started in minimum security prison, some of which were published on his Huffington Post. No one in the Bureau of Prisons ever told me to stop or warned me that I was violating any rules. But then, without word or warning, I was called to the discharge area one afternoon in May of 2008 and sent to the CMU, the Communications Management Unit, at Marion in Indiana. 10 days later, 10 days after I arrived, still confused about where I was and why, I was given a single sheet of paper called a notice of transfer. It included a few sentences about my conviction, much of which was incorrect, by way of explanation for my designation at the CMU. I was provided no other information about why the Bureau of Prisons believed that I needed to be sent to this isolation unit. Frustrated, I filed administrative grievances, so more than one, to try to get the information corrected and find out how the decision had been made. When that didn't work, I filed a request for documents under the Freedom of Information Act. I got nowhere. The Bureau of Prisons wouldn't fix the misinformation and wouldn't explain why they thought I belonged in the CMU. So I decided to contact lawyers at the Center for Constitutional Rights, having known their history of strong advocacy on these issues. We brought a federal lawsuit on behalf of myself and other CMU prisoners to challenge policies, practices, and our designation to the CMUs. The lawsuit, Aref versus Holder, was filed in April 2010 and challenges the constitutionality of various policies and practices at the CMUs, including the lack of meaningful process associated with designation to the units and the lack of any meaningful way to step down from the units. Once you're in, good luck getting out. The lawsuit contends that the lack of transparency and process has allowed people to be sent to the CMUs based on, for example, their supposedly protected speech. Through discovery in the case, the federal government has finally been forced to hand over previously unseen memoranda explaining why I was picked out to be sent to the CMU, authored by the chief of the BOP's so-called counterterrorism unit, and cataloging in detail some of the things that I've said in the past years. They make one thing clear: I was sent to the CMU on the basis of speech that the BOP just disagrees with. The following speech is listed in these memos to justify my designation to these ultra-restrictive units. Quote, "My attempts to unite environmental and animal liberation movements and to educate new members of the movement about errors of the past, my writings about whether militancy is truly effective in all situations, a letter I wrote discussing bringing unity to the environmental movement by focusing on global issues, the fact that I was publishing my points of view on the internet, which I did when I was in jail." Mm-hmm. I was blogging from jail, so did Derek J. "Because I was publishing my points of view on the internet in an attempt to act as a spokesperson for the movement," this is their words, by the way, quote, "publishing my points of view on the internet," or excuse me, the my's in parentheses, so shows what they meant, "publishing his points of view on the internet in an attempt to act as a spokesperson for the movement," he says that the BOP's belief that through my writing I have, quote, "continued to demonstrate his support for anarchist and radical environmental terror groups."
Hmm. So it's about the support.
Right. It doesn't say he was advocating terrorism or you know, advocating to threatening anybody. It's just that he's still behind his movement. He, even though he's in prison, and he did a bad thing. This guy's not, you know, what he did was not good. He set some fires to some logging companies. Not cool. Don't support that. Don't support the ELF, the ALF, and their violent tactics. But he should still be able to talk about how he supports them. And that he wants their movement to do X, Y, or Z, and he should still be able to talk about those things from inside a prison cell. But the BOP says that the fact that he continues to demonstrate his support for these movements is reason to put him in a cell where he can't talk to people. More coming up.
Radio advertising on GZN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GZN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Even in the remaining moments, we've got enough time to sneak you in with your thoughts. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you are the publisher of a new book, relatively new, last several weeks it's been out, Voluntary Islam.
Yes, you by publish, Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist.
That's right, and you publish his book in digital and print form.
Yes.
And it's available at fpp.cc.
Shop.fpp.cc.
Shop.fpp.cc, along with some other great books.
Yes.
And you're also doing a radio show, a couple podcasts,
yep.
You do a newspaper, and a lot of that stuff is free over
yes.
at fpp.cc. You know what? You've seen the badges, right? The shiny badges?
I love the shiny badges. I've got one on my leather jacket.
Which one?
The Shire Society pin.
That's also one of my favorites. But the Bitcoin one is a hot seller, from what I understand. And they went viral at the Liberty Forum, which is where the three of us were a few weeks ago. They're embossed die-struck metal. These are not cheap-looking badges. They are very fine. With a lustrous, jewelry-like finish. Allie, have you seen these things?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Maybe I could drag my bag over here. I don't know if you want to go look at it, Allie. The Shire Society pin is on my computer bag right on the front of the bag. Daryl's got one on his lapel there. Anyway, you can go to shinybadges.com and see them for yourself, but obviously you can't see them in real life.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It is very, very shiny. And very high quality. In fact, people like Jeffrey Tucker and Derek Jay were sporting them at the Liberty Forum. So go to shinybadges.com and get yourself some. That's shinybadges.com. And also check out Davi Barker, who's the creator of the Shiny Badges. Check out his book, Voluntary Islam, at shop.fpp.cc. I'm reading it right now and really enjoying it. So, back to the story here from Daniel McGowan. It's his blog post, HuffingtonPost.com. He's talking about the CMS. No, it's not a store where you buy prescriptions.
CMU.
Oh, excuse me, CMU. Thank you for that. The CMU, the Communication Management Unit. It's a place where you get put if you're in federal prison and you're saying things that they don't like. They filed a lawsuit, finally, after he was placed in the CMU. He was a minimum security prisoner. He was an, you know, a role model prisoner. He didn't have any strikes against him or anything like that. All of a sudden, they pluck him out of this one prison. They take him to the CMU, where he's basically locked down to some extent. He's unable to really communicate with anybody on the outside in any meaningful way. And this is something people don't know about. So that's why I thought it was important to talk about it here tonight.
I thought it was interesting that he said some fraction, like the majority of the other inmates at the CMU, were Muslim.
That's right. And other political dissidents as well were being held in this place. So they filed a lawsuit, multiple-person lawsuit, and that's where he, where it was finally revealed to him, the government's own documents, the Bureau of Prisons, basically saying essentially that because he continued to demonstrate his support for anarchist and radical environmental terrorist groups, those are their words, that therefore he would be kept in this CMU. Now, again, I don't agree with the Earth Liberation Front. I don't think violence is an appropriate way, or the destruction of property is an appropriate way to change things. I think that being peaceful is a better way to do things, although I would be more okay with government's property being destroyed, like the things, the tools the government uses to harm people, like a bear cat, for instance. That wouldn't really bother me to find a bear cat had been, somehow disabled. That wouldn't really upset me. But
so long
property,
as no person was injured.
Exactly. But private property, destroying that, I have a real problem with that, because I think private property is one of the most important bases of the ideas of liberty.
Well, Ian, a lot of people are going to take what you're saying, and they're going to look at it the exact same way that you look at what this guy is saying, and it could land you in a similar place. If you're in jail and they, you know, don't like what you have to say while you're in jail, I guess, they can do the same thing to you.
Indeed. And that's why you should be concerned, because this could be you. If you have strong beliefs that are not in favor of the state, and if being put in one of their cells doesn't all of a sudden make you love the state, then you might just end up in a CMU. So he goes on with his post at Huffington Post. The federal government, he says, may not agree with or like what I have to say about the environmental movement or other social justice issues. I do not particularly care, as the role of an activist is not to tailor one's views to those in power. But as the Ref vs. Holder contends, everything I've written is core political speech that is protected by the First Amendment, or at least should be. It may be true that courts have held that a prisoner's freedom of speech is more restricted than that of other members of the public, but no court has ever said that that means that a prisoner is not free. No court has ever said that that means that a prisoner is not free to express political views and beliefs that pose no danger to prison security and do not involve criminal acts. In fact, decades of First Amendment jurisprudence has refused to tolerate restrictions that are content-based and motivated by the suppression of expression. And courts have recognized that when a prisoner is writing to an audience in the outside world, as I was, it's not just the prisoner's First Amendment rights that are at stake. The entire public's freedom of speech is implicated. He says, I don't know what's happening with the men that I got to know in the CMU, but I know they are still dealing with everything I had to deal with. Isolation from the outside world, strained relationships, always being on eggshells about the constant surveillance and never knowing when they'll get out of the CMU. It's becoming increasingly clear that the Bureau of Prisons is using these units to silence people and to crack down on unpopular political speech. They become units where the BOP can dump prisoners that they have issues with or whose political beliefs they find anathema. In the months that come, with the CCR's help, that's the constitutional something or other, the legal group that he's dealing with, the Center for Constitutional Rights. With their help, I hope to prove in court and show what is happening at the CMUs. This needs to be dragged into the sunlight. Well, guess what? After he made that blog post on April 1st, guess who showed up to take him back to jail?
The feds.
That's right. He was posting from a halfway house, so he was still kind of under their supervision when he made that post. And this is fresh news as of today.
They said, boy, you just don't know when to quit.
Lawyers for environmental activist Daniel McGowan said in a statement this afternoon he had been returned to his halfway house in Brooklyn. They added that they had confirmed McGowan was jailed by federal marshals on Thursday for his Huffington Post blog post on the basis of a prison regulation that was declared unconstitutional by a judge in 2007. His lawyers said that he's been released from the Metropolitan Detention Center and is back at the halfway house. He was given an incident report indicating his Huffington Post blog had violated a BOP regulation prohibiting inmates from publishing under a byline. So even though this particular regulation was declared unconstitutional by a federal court, apparently they were still enforcing it.
Wow.
And then finally, when his lawyers brought the fact to the attention of the Bureau of Prisons, like, hey, what you just arrested him underneath? Unconstitutional. That's when they released him. So he was rearrested for speaking out, basically, after the fact. Then they, thankfully, he has lawyers, because what if you don't have attorneys? What if you're one of these other
guys?
You're
screwed.
Right. What if you're one of the other guys in the CMU, and you don't have an attorney on your hands, or, you know, at hand, or a group of activists out there to help you out? You're going back to prison.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're probably going back to the CMU. I mean, it wasn't the first stop that they took him to the CMU. They take him to some sort of a, you know, whatever transfer station or whatever jail is local. Eventually, they would have ended up taking him back to the CMU. And the Bureau of Prisons did not immediately return a request for comment. So, you know, this was pretty shocking to me when I saw the story. I mean, I'm not shocked by the fact that there's some sort of security wing or whatever. That happens in all prisons. There's always, you know, a high security wing. There's always some kind of area where they take prisoners who are acting out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can take you to these things for stupid reasons. In the jail that I was in, one guy got lugged, as it's called, which is where they take you from your unit and physically remove you because you're not cooperating, to the segregation unit. And it was over just some nonsense. I don't even remember what it was. It was just some silly breaking of the rules. They've got a lot of stupid rules in these jails. Like,
it's not like he started a fight or anything.
No, not at all. Like, you got to make your bed. So if you don't make your bed often enough, you could get lugged for that. So there's just some nonsense rules that they
you can't have any book other than the Bible on your desk.
That's not true at the jail I was at, but that could be true in some other jails.
Yeah, that's what Ademo said was one of the rules at Valley Street.
Valley Street's much worse. That's the Manchester jail, much worse jail than in Cheshire County, which is why I recommend if you want to do civil disobedience, you probably shouldn't move to Manchester because the jail there is awful. But yeah, they've got these segregation units all over the place. But the idea that people are now being put in and have been for several years, this was years ago, 2008, when he got put in this thing. For several years, people have been putting these CMUs without any fanfare, without any announcement, and you probably wouldn't know it if you were one of their loved ones, because they probably wouldn't be able to call you to let you know.
But you know about it now.
Now you know, and maybe that'll change something down the line. There is a lawsuit in play. Maybe that'll result in something positive, but it's hard to get your hopes up about the legal system and them doing the right thing.
I wish there was more we could do to support the prisoners.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. options can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.